みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story, Lesson 34. Very important Japanese. Yo, ne, and no. Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Eric-san.
Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. All right, in this lesson, we're going to do a bit of reviewing. First, we'll review how to end sentences with yo and ne.
So desu yo. So desu ne.
So desu ne. And we'll also review how to describe things. This conversation takes place at?
On the street, on campus.
And the conversation is between?
Shizuka-san and Ryu-san.
Shizuka and Ryu, they don't know each other, so since these are two strangers, they're going to be speaking in?
Formal Japanese.
Let's listen in.
Ah, 落としましたよ。これ、あなたのイヤリングですね。落としましたよ。
え、ああ、そうです。私のです。すみません。ありがとうございます。
とても綺麗ですね。
は？
綺麗なイヤリングですね。ティファニーのイヤリングですね。
ああ、イヤリング。ありがとうございます。うわあ、おしゃれな人。私のタイプ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あ、落としましたよ。
え？
これ、あなたのイヤリングですね。落としましたよ。
え？ああ、そうです。私のです。すみません。ありがとうございます。
とても綺麗ですね。
は？
綺麗なイヤリングですね。ティファニーのイヤリングですね。
ああ、イヤリング。ありがとうございます。うわぁ。おしゃれな人、私のタイプ。
今度は英語が入ります。
あ、落としましたよ。
Oh, you dropped something.
え？
Huh?
これ、あなたのイヤリングですね。落としましたよ。
This is your earring, right? You dropped it.
え、ああ、そうです。私のです。
Oh, you're right. It is mine.
すみません。ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
とても綺麗ですね。
So beautiful.
は？
Huh?
綺麗なイヤリングですね。
It's a beautiful earring.
ティファニーのイヤリングですね。
It's Tiffany, isn't it?
ああ、イヤリング。ありがとうございます。
Ah, yes, the earring. Thank you.
うわぁ、おしゃれな人。
Wow.What a stylish person.
私のタイプ。
Just my type.
ティファニーのイヤリング。Earrings from Tiffany's?
It looks like you could pinpoint the brand of earrings. That's impressive.
ねえ、すごいね。That's great. ティファニーのイヤリング。
Hey, Naomi-sensei, you say イヤリング, right? But you know, it sounds like the singular one earring in English.But I assume that earring means two earrings, maybe a pair or more?
そうですね。Oh, good question. Could be one. Could be 100.
So you're saying that there's no way really to distinguish between plural and singular in Japanese?
そうですね。
I think you have to specify the number of items if you want to speak in terms of more than one, or in this case, more than a pair. Because if you just say earring, you know, you assume it's two, right? You have two ears. You know, by the way, Naomi-sensei, I know I'm getting really picky here, but is it pronounced earring or earring?
I can't really hear the difference, though.
Right. I mean, I think most of our listeners won't. But what I said was, earring with a ya or earring with an a.
Ah.
All right? You know, it doesn't matter much when you're speaking, but it's kind of different in writing.
So desu ne. I think people spell it both ways, but according to the dictionary I have, earring is correct. Yeah.
All right, on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
あなた。
You.
あなた。あなた。
The next word is?
とても。
Very.
とても。とても。
The next word is?
おしゃれ。
Stylish. Smartly dressed.
おしゃれ。おしゃれ。
The next word is?
タイプ。
Type.
タイプ。タイプ。
The next word is?
人。
Person. People.
ひと。人。
And the last word is?
落とします。
To drop. To lose.
落とします。落とします。
So what's the first word we're going to look at, Naomi Sensei?
とても。
Very. And とても basically corresponds to very in English. And like English, it precedes the adjective the speaker wants to emphasize. So for example,
とてもおいしい。
Very tasty.
とてもいい。
Very good.
とてもおしゃれ。
Very stylish. So can you introduce other adverbs of degree?
すごく。
Extremely or greatly.
For example, すごくおいしい。
Extremely delicious.
Also, 本当に。
Truly, really.
For example, 本当に美味しい。
It's truly delicious. Very tasty. And can you think of anything which is すごく美味しい?
なんだろうな。あ、ハーゲンダッツは本当に美味しいです。ハーゲンダッツはすごく美味しいです。
ハーゲンダーズアイスクリーム is truly delicious. 美味しいですね。
美味しいです。
All right, so what's the next word?
Actually, it's not really a word, but we'd like to review two particles often used to end sentences, よ and ね.
Right, よ is used by the speaker to express a strong conviction about something or to emphatically declare something.
Right, let's take a look at the sentence. これはおいしいです, as an example.
Yeah, it means this is tasty. It's just a statement, but when you add よ at the end of the sentence,
これはおいしいですよ.
This is tasty, I tell you. The next particle, ね, is also used to end sentences. But ね acts as a tag question used to provoke a response from the listening party, usually in the form of confirmation or agreement with the statement regarding a topic of mutual knowledge. In other words, when you want somebody to agree with you and you say, hey, this is great, isn't it?
そうそうそう, isn't it? Or right?
Right, you basically want someone to agree with you.
そうです。For example, これはおいしいですね。
This tastes great, doesn't it? And if you say this, you're assuming the listener knows what the food tastes like. But if you want to recommend something, you'd use よ.
これはおいしいですよ。
This is delicious, I tell you. You better try some. I mean, that's what it implies. But in the case that you're eating something with your friend, you'd say
これはおいしいですね。
Ah, this is good, isn't it?
そうです。
Good stuff. On to the grammar.
次は文法です。
Now, let's review the usage of adjectives. You probably already know that adjectives are words that modify nouns. The pattern adjective plus noun is the same in Japanese as in English. For example,
大きい車
means big car.
大きい
big is the adjective and
車
car is the noun. Naomi-sensei, in Japanese there are two types of adjectives, right?
そうですね。That's correct. E ending adjectives and na ending adjectives. For example, 大きい ends with e, so 大きい is an e ending adjective.
And the usage of e adjectives is mostly straightforward. So in this lesson, let's focus on using na adjectives. So what na adjectives showed up in the dialogue?
きれいな and おしゃれな.
In the dialogue, what did you say?
きれいですね.
It's beautiful, isn't it? What else did he say?
きれいなイヤリングですね.
They're beautiful earrings, aren't they? Notice that there's a na between kirei and earring. Naomi-sensei, say that sentence one more time.
Kirei na earring desu ne.
When a na adjective precedes a noun, you need to put na between it and the noun.
そうですね。Right. 例えば、for example, Eric-san wa oshare desu.
Eric is stylish. And by the way, today is opposite day at the Japanese Pod Studios.
But, Eric-san wa oshare na hito desu.
It's oshare na hito, not oshare hito. And as you've seen in the previous examples, when a na adjective precedes a copula, you don't say na.
So desu ne, just say oshare desu. Eric-san wa oshare desu.
Wow, it's not opposite day, it might be the twilight zone. By the way, in the PDF of this lesson, there's a write-up explaining the formal past tense of verbs.
Such as, 落としました.
As in, you dropped something. So make sure to download this lesson's PDF. Alright, time to review what you've just reviewed. Nami-sensei, you're on the street, minding your own business, when you see someone drop something. Excuse me, you dropped something.
すみません, 落としましたよ.
It's your phone, isn't it?
あなたの電話ですね?
Ah, yes, it's my phone. Thank you very much.
あ、はい、私の電話です。ありがとうございます。All
right, that does it for today, but make sure to check out the PDF on JapanesePod101.com. You know, there's many more examples between the differences of e-adjectives and na-adjectives. So I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた!
あ、落としましたよ。
これ、あなたのイヤリングですね。落としましたよ。え、ああ、そうです。私のです。すみません。ありがとうございます。とても綺麗ですね。は?綺麗なイヤリングですね。ティファニーのイヤリングですね。ああ、イヤリング。ありがとうございます。うわあ、おしゃれな人。私のタイプ。